Welcome to the Awakened Human Podcast, the place to be for highly progressive yet extremely grounded intuitive guidance, energetic support, metaphysical tools, and higher consciousness for highly successful, ambitious, soul-centered visionaries and leaders like you who want to make a global impact and achieve your highest fulfillment by aligning with your soul's true divine agenda and your role in God's plan of lighted creation, and by utilizing your divine gifts, talents, and abilities from the higher realms. We do this by working with the non-physical realms of higher guidance, energy, intuition, and powerful metaphysical tools for healing and transformation. We understand that the real change and transformation that's being called for on planet Earth and in our own lives and our own businesses doesn't come from outside of us, but rather from within. And that the change that we desire to experience in our lives and in our world requires us to change from the inside. I'm your host, Lori Ann Spagna. I'm a best-selling author, spiritual catalyst, intuitive, energy worker, ascension guide, multidimensional channel, animal communicator, visionary, lightworker, and luminary. I have dedicated my entire professional life to helping thousands and thousands of humans and animals all over the world in service and contribution to the light, which is the expansion, the upliftment, the evolution of humanity, to awaken, to uplift, and to align with our true divine source, which exists within each and every one of us. It is my passion, joy, and purpose to share this information, energy, and consciousness with you. Thank you so much for being here today and for sharing time with me. Let's get started. Okay, well, blessings, everyone, and welcome back. Thank you for being here. Thank you so much for joining me today and for sharing some sacred space. Today, I want to talk a little bit about energy and energetically leveling up and what that really means, because I think a lot of people are talking about energy, but they don't always necessarily know. So I'm just going to do a basic 101 and a little bit beyond, I hope, class in what energy is in the physical world. Like, obviously, we know from science, we know everything is energy, but we don't always recognize how energy is working in our lives, right? And part of the game of the expansion of consciousness and the evolution of consciousness and the evolution of humanity is that we are becoming not only multisensory beings, but also beings who know how to utilize energy and how to apply it in our lives. So that's what I want to cover today, and to sort of give you the basic understanding of how you've always been using energy, but you were probably doing it without always realizing. So one of the easiest ways we can identify energy, and I think I have talked about this on the show before, is that everything's energy on a scale. There's the lowest, densest energy, which is like hatred and anger and vengeance and having grudges. Like, those energetics are the energy that cause cancer, really. And then on the upper level rungs, on the other extreme, there's like bliss and euphoria, joy, love, peace, harmony. And then there's all these other energies in between, right? So that's like a conceptual understanding of energy in terms of the human experience. Like, we're not talking about energy that turns the electricity on in your house. That's another type of energy, right? Or energy that fuels the car, right? That's another kind of energy. We're talking about like the human dynamic, the human experience of being energetic beings. And we understand that the way we feel, happy, glad, excited, optimistic, that's energy. And that's a type of vibration. And then other energies, sadness, sorrow, guilt, grief, regret, remorse, shame, blame, those are other energies that are more dense, right? So these energies, based on how we feel and how we emote and also how we speak. So if I speak and I say a word, like if I say words like, oh God, life sucks, or someone asks someone, how are you? I'm okay. That's a kind of energy. And then on the other energy, if somebody speaks, how are you? Oh, I'm doing fabulous. Oh, I have a friend, he'll always say this, and I sometimes adopt it. He'll say, I'm doing great,
but don't worry, it's going to get better. It's about to get better. It's still going to get better. Like, he'll say that a lot. All right. So that's another, how we speak is energy. Same thing, how we write an email. I've gotten lots of emails in the past where I can feel the energy in the email. The words might be nice. They might have typed nice words, but the energy of the email is like, ugh, like, what is that, right? And, you know, when, obviously, the more sensitive you are, and I'm a highly sensitive being, I'm a super empathic, super sensitive being, I'm really tuned into that, right? There's a difference between like someone saying, yeah, thank you. Yeah, right. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Versus, oh, thank you. Thank you, right? Different energy, right? And as a sensitive being, it's easier to see and feel and sense those things, those of you who are sensitives. But humanity is waking up and we're becoming more conscious. And this is energy, right? This is how energy works in our lives. So if we don't understand those basic aspects of how we show up in the world and what energy we're being, what energy we're sharing, then we can't possibly know or understand how to navigate this world. It is a requirement, is what I mean to say. Our job is to become, through this ascension journey, this evolving journey, the journey that's happening on planet Earth of the awakening process, we're all becoming not only more multisensory, but more energetically aware. So that is the purpose of this podcast episode, is to help you to become more energetically aware. Now, clearly we know if you're listening to this podcast, one of the things you are interested in is raising your vibration. And one of the things I love, for example, I host a sacred membership, right? A mentorship program. It's an annual mentorship program where we're working to basically create an environment that is new paradigm behaviors. And in that mentorship, people are really starting to realize, like, what kind of energy do you want to be? What kind of energy do you want to embody? Because if you want to raise your vibration, if you really do, and people all the time talk about raising their vibration, then that means you have to change the energy of who you are. And I'm using these kinds of polarized examples to help you know, but there's, of course, there's in-between phases. But if you're a person who's showing up in the world, perhaps as sort of like the old paradigm, a lot of times there's like complaint and discord, whining, moaning, not good enough. Oh, I'm wounded. Oh, someone did something wrong to me. There's a lot of blame. Oh, you did something wrong. Or, oh, you've hurt me. You've upset me. There's blame in those statements, right? That energetic, those are energies of how you show up in the world. And that becomes the vibration of who you are. And by the way, that becomes the vibration of the people you will likely attract into your life. This is why this is so important, right? If you're in business and you're showing up in business as someone, here's another example. I actually explored working with this business marketing coach, a man, for a while. Really great business marketer, but had this really hard edge that it was so hard. It was like an F you if you don't like it kind of edge. Was something he had developed. I guess from my perspective, it's a survival tactic of being challenged, confronted, because he has confrontational energy. He has a very confrontational aspect to who he is and how he shows up. So that kind of attitude, it's serving him to deal with those conflicts, but it's attracting conflict energy. And it's a little controlling because he's like, we won't let you in the program if you're a whiner and complainer. Well, because he doesn't want whiners and complainers, right? So he's sort of more in the middle zone, right? He's in a way, he's leveling up. He's not a whiner. He's not a complainer. He doesn't allow that. He doesn't tolerate it, but he's still kind of a J-E-R-K. He's being a bit of a jerk. He's in that zone, right? So who you are and who you are expressing as is the energy of what you say and how you say it and who you be, who you are being. How are you energetically being, right? So old paradigm, that's that old kind of old paradigm energy. Whereas we're moving into a new paradigm energy that is more heart-based, that is overall strong and yet soft, a softer energy, still very strong, right? If you listen to my voice, I hope you can hear that in my voice, in the way that I speak, that there's a strength there and a softness as well. And the more anchored into our feminine, sometimes if I'm channeling, my voice comes out even softer because I'm channeling some being of the light, even a goddess or some feminine energy or someone in the higher realms who's a little softer in the way they present, and it comes through that way. Regardless, it doesn't mean like the love and light, I love you. It doesn't necessarily mean that, but that's another form of energy, love and light. And I've been in that love and light community for a lot of years, and I've seen that kind of energy. Sometimes it's very ungrounded, unstable, flighty, here, there, and everywhere. And that's another kind of energy. And then when you think about other energy that is deeply rooted in higher frequencies or purer frequencies, the energy of gratitude, for example, the divine gratitude, like, oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful. Thank you. This has really helped me. That is a very rooted, grounded energy in higher frequencies, true gratitude, the expression, not just superficial gratitude, like, oh, thank you because I have to say thank you, but it's like deep gratitude. Thank you so much. This has been really helpful to me. That kind of gratitude, that is an energy that will anchor you into higher realms, into higher frequencies, and will attract, because why do you think people want to raise their vibration? They want to raise their vibration because they want what they perceive to be a better experience. That's part of the new paradigm, better experience. So in order to raise your vibration, you have to be pure energy. You have to express it, emote it, and be it. So the difference between thank you versus, ah, oh, thank you. There's more depth. There's more rootedness, right? Ah, oh, thank you. Here's another one in the higher realms. That's gratitude opens the way for everything. But what about divine excitement or divine enthusiasm? Those are real energies. Like, oh my God, I'm so excited. Like, I know when I go on a podcast, for example, I'm always like really excited. I'm so excited. I get to share today. I get to do my core brilliance. I get to teach. I get to share. I get to help others. I get to be of service. Oh, I'm so excited. So excited. This is exciting. That's a lighter energy, still very rooted, grounded, not flighty, not like la-di-da, right? These are all energies. You have to decide. Everybody has to decide, what energy do you want to be? And we decide it in an ongoing way. It's not like we make one decision once and then we are it. We have to become it. We become it through our expression, through the way we speak and how we speak, and through the tonality, the energetic of how we express and also how we embody. Now, it is so much easier to be at those pure frequencies, excitement, optimism, enthusiasm. Those are some of my favorite energies. I love optimism, enthusiasm, excitement, divine hope. That's an energy. When I work with energy and I do energy healing meditations and I literally work with energy, and in my groups, in my sacred visionary, I'm teaching people how to work with energy. One of the things we're always doing is it anchoring in divine hope, the energy of hope. And why is that? Because it is an anchor, an energetic anchor that supports and assists people in releasing that old trauma from their past or old upset or old sadness or old grief or old sorrow, the lower denser energies, right? Divine hope facilitates that. Another energy, we mentioned gratitude, but is divine grace. Grace is so important because there's a lot of bumps and bruises along this journey. There's a lot of challenge points. There's a lot of thresholds that there's a lot of glass ceilings, right? And you know that If you're in business and you're frustrated, you're trying to grow your business, or if you're just trying to become a better person and navigate your way in this world, there are energetic thresholds or frequency fences that will sort of like knock you down and challenge you, in a sense, to become a better version of yourself. And those energetics can be brutal, but grace, divine grace, helps you navigate that by bringing in the energy of divine grace. When people don't know how to utilize energy, one thing I will say is every energy is infinite and omnipresent. So you can invite in an energy just by breathing it. If I breathe in the energy of divine grace, I'm inviting grace. I might not see divine grace, but the moment I start breathing it, just by saying it and being willing in my own mind, you can probably hear some of the tonality that has changed in my voice. So we just open and invite to receive. Now, there are ways to anchor that energy in, to call it in, to build towers. I do that and I teach that. But just right now, for the purpose of this podcast episode, I want you to start considering this in your life. What energy are you being? What energy do you want or desire to be? And if you're talking about up-leveling your vibration, a big part of that, not the only part, but a big part of it, is to recognize the energetic that you are being, verbally expressing, revealing to others. And to dovetail on this, if you are like an entrepreneur or solopreneur who wants more like soulmate clients, or if you're just an everyday person who wants a new BFF, a new best friend, right? Or if you're looking for a love match, a romantic partnership, you must be who you want to create, who you want to attract, right? That's law of attraction. It's law of vibration. You must be the vibration, the energy of what you want in your life, because you are going to attract to you, right? You are going to attract to you and into your experience that which is resonant. That means a matching frequency or vibration that you already are. So it's as simple as understanding that energy is the way you express, the words you choose, and the tonality and the energetic of being, and that you can start to shift that even with your own breath, with your own consciousness, and with your own deliberate right action. You can show up to an event and you can decide that something's wrong about it, or you can see what's wrong in another person or what's wrong with something you're doing, and then you're just going to get more of that. You're going to get more problems and more wrongness. Or you can show up to an event or involved with a person and decide that you're going to seek and find what's right. And you're going to look for what's working for you. And you're going to choose to ride the wave, because that is part of the ascension journey, riding the wave. In order to ride the wave, in order to elevate your vibration, in order to use the energy, you have to decide to choose the higher ground, the higher path, by being the energy associated with where you want to go, what you want to experience more of. And these are basic energies: gratitude, optimism, excitement, enthusiasm. It does not mean you can't say, wow, I'm having a little bit more of a challenging day today. These are some of the things I'm working on. And I know I'm working on it, and I know it's going to get better, and I'm choosing to be optimistic, and I'm looking for a solution, and that kind of thing. So you're going to have challenging times navigating these energetic waves, but being in the density, you're just going to attract more density. That's what makes it harder. So you have to decide, what energy do you want to be? What energy do you want to attract? What energy do you want to grow and expand into? And energy, vibration, it's not only who you're being and how you're expressing and where you're vibrating, it's what you see and perceive in others too. This is what I'm saying. If you see and perceive in others the wrongness of them versus you see and perceive in others what's good and right, divinely aligned, you're going to go in that direction with them and in their relationship. So if you want a BFF, if you want your dream clients, if you want more of your soulmate kind, if you want a new romantic interest, same thing applies. And it doesn't mean you go into a state of denial. I just want to say, it doesn't mean you deny. Everybody has light and shadow, right? Everybody has their up days, their down days, their in-between days. The goal is that if you're surfing the waves of ascension, you're deliberately choosing the light. So you might say, that guy's not perfect. Hey, he's got some downsides, but you know what? Baby bathwater. I'm just going to choose. Right now, it still feels good and right. I'm going to choose to focus on what's good and right. I'm going to choose to see and perceive that. And I'm going to choose to elevate myself into more of what I want to experience. This is all energy. I hope this makes sense. I hope this is helpful to you. There's so much more we can talk about on this topic area of energy and raising your vibration and utilizing it in the world. But I hope you get that core message, that core understanding that the way you show up, the way you express, the way you be is who you are. And the way you're utilizing energy, which is the combination of your thoughts, your emotions, your tonality, your expression, your languaging, the way you're being is your energy. And if you want to change or raise your vibration or attract something new or better, or someone new or more in your life, that means the shift has to come from within you, the vibration that you're being, the expression of the energy that you are. And in order for that to happen, you need to embody that. Yeah. And again, one of the helpful ways is even just to start breathing it into your body and with your mind's awareness, really let it move through your body. Now, that's not necessarily going to have the massive breakthrough that maybe you're seeking, but it is a step on the journey. Even when you're in a business meeting, for example, or you're on a group call, for example, taking a few moments to just center and ground and breathe the energy that you want to be. That will help shift things. Or even if you're in any sort of discussion with somebody, or if there's a challenge or a friction, or if there's something that you're really excited about, just breathing in more of that. So I hope this has been helpful for you. It's just a little quick understanding of what energy is, how it works, and how to utilize it in your life, and to start understanding that we are energetic beings. By the way, this is something the animals already know, and they get it, and they do it just organically without any thinking about it, right? They just do it. So I hope this has been helpful to you, and I hope you will start playing with it and utilizing it in your life to your good and the good of others. As always, we don't do it to try to control or manipulate it, anyone. We just do it to be who we're meant to be and to really up-level our vibration, up-level our consciousness, evolve and grow, and become more conscious of the way we use energy and the energy that we exhibit and be and share in the world. All right, I hope this has been helpful to you. I know that as you play with it and apply it, you will see magical things start to happen and change and improve as well in your business, in your life, because energy is everything. And the energy that you are, the energy that you express, the energy you play with. Oh, I got to give you this one more. What if you're an entrepreneur who doesn't like to speak in front of a camera? And what if you can start breathing in the energy that helps you to speak publicly or on camera more? What if you start playing with what that energy is and what that energy means to you? What does it mean to be charismatic or to have joy in your expression? Those are more, right? I can go on about this for a long time, but I hope this has been helpful to you. And I am going to sign off for now. Play with this. Let me know how it goes for you. I want to thank you so much for sharing sacred time with me and space, and for showing up and being here. And most of all, for being the most magnificent you that you truly are. You're brilliant and magnificent. And all of these amazing potentials are beginning to open up for you, especially as you allow yourself to embody the pure frequencies of energy that are associated with more and more expansion and elevation and light. So I hope that's been helpful to you. And I'm going to sign off for now. Farewell for now. Lots of love.
Thanks so much for listening today. If you loved the show and if you benefited in any way, if it helped you to up-level or expand your consciousness, if you gained any new insights or ideas, if it made you think or become more aware, or if there were some strategies or intuition that you may have benefited from in any way, would you please do me two easy and simple favors? First, if you would be willing to leave a review, it would mean the world to me. I'd be so grateful. And second, if you're willing to share this show with anyone else who would benefit, you can either post it on your social media or just email it to someone and share it with another person or any other people. It would be so awesome. This kind of thing is so helpful in expanding consciousness on the planet and helping others to benefit from this kind of teaching, which just simply isn't generally readily available in the mainstream. So sharing it really helps others benefit and helps our planet evolve and awaken. Plus, expressing gratitude and generosity in this way will also expand your capacity to give and receive even more. Either way, I just want to say thank you so much for being here and for participating and for sharing, and overall, just for being the magnificent, the spectacular, the brilliant, the fabulous, the wonderful you that you truly are, and for allowing yourself to be the very best version of you today and every day. All my love and gratitude to you.